Live the Questions Now by Rainier Maria Rilke. In the great silence of these distances, I'm touched by your beautiful anxiety about life, even more than I was in Paris, where everything echoes and fades away differently because of the excessive noise that makes things tremble. Here, where I'm surrounded by an enormous landscape, which the winds move across as they come from the seas, here I feel that there's no one anywhere who can answer for you those questions and feelings which, in their depths, have a life of their own. For even the most articulate people are unable to help, since what words point to is so very delicate, is almost unsayable. But even so, I think that you will not have to remain without a solution if you trust in things that are like the ones my eyes are now resting upon. If you trust in nature, in the small things that hardly anyone sees and that can so suddenly become huge, immeasurable. If you have this love for what is humble and try very simply, as someone who serves, to win the confidence of what seems poor, then everything will become easier for you, more coherent, and somehow more reconciling. Not in your conscious mind, perhaps, which stays behind, astonished, but your innermost awareness, awakeness, and knowledge. You're so young, so much before all beginning. And I would like to beg you, dear sir, as well as I can, to have patience with everything unresolved in your heart and try to love the questions themselves as if they were locked rooms or books written in a very foreign language. Don't search for the answers, which could not be given to you now, because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps then, someday far in the future, you will gradually, without even noticing it, live your way into the answer. Perhaps you do carry within you the possibility of creating and forming as an especially blessed and pure way of living. Train yourself for that, but take whatever comes with great trust. And as long as it comes out of your will, out of some need of your innermost self, then take it upon yourself.